This is Melissa Patrick for WKLM with the West Holmes School Report. And this week I am talking with the Student Services Director, Carrie Maltrich. Welcome, Carrie, to the School Report.
Thanks, Melissa.
We were chatting a bit here before we started, and you guys have a pretty neat project that you've been working on for the schools.
Yeah, we've been in the process of planning and working with pilot dogs for several months, and we're hoping to add a school resource dog to our staff.
That's always a really interesting thing. What all types of things would a school resource dog do for the district?
Well, so we could use the school resource dog in, you know, several different scenarios. They could visit classrooms. We could have students read to the dog or read with the dog. We can have it available in the guidance office for students who may be upset. It's also here for the staff as well. If the staff is having a hard day or even struggling with something outside of school and maybe, you know, dogs have been shown to reduce anxiety and just help in stressful situations. So we have, you know, lots of plans for the dog if we're able to make this happen.
And now, would this be more of like an emotional support, or would it be able to do like police resource officer dogs and alert you guys if somebody has something they shouldn't?
Yeah, no, it's not going to be used as a police-type dog. It won't be used in that way at all. We're going to use it as more of a physiological, emotional, and social support.
And with everything that kids deal with these days, that having that canine support can prove useful because not every kid can have a dog at home.
Yeah, that's true. And we're going to be very diligent here at working through, you know, if a student or staff member doesn't like dogs or is afraid of dogs or has allergies, you know, there'll be plans in place looking into all those different considerations.
And so you said you were kind of testing things out. So have you been, you know, trying different dogs in the building? Is that how that works?
No, we haven't had any dogs visit yet, but a team of staff members from here, we have visited an organization called Pilot Dogs. And that's who we would hopefully be able to partner with. And they're a nonprofit organization based in Columbus. They've actually been around for quite a while, since 1950. And they provide expertly trained dogs to visually impaired students or physical support, you know, other people in need. And they're expanding out into the school resource dog world. So we're looking at partnering with them to see if we can make this happen.
Now, with them being a nonprofit, would you guys have to pay for the dog, or is that something that is provided through their organization?
So they are a donation organization, so we would like to possibly look at raising some funds or finding a way to make a donation to Pilot Dogs. They do partner quite extensively with the Lions Club, so not to throw them out, you know, expecting anything, but I just wanted to mention that that's one area that, you know, we do have a local Lions Club and they already donate to that organization.
That sounds like there's already a lot of processes. Could the students see it at all this year, or is that something you're looking at for next school year?
We don't have a timeline yet, so we're not quite to that phase of the project, but it is something we're looking at. So it definitely wouldn't happen this year.
This year's almost over. It's crazy to think about.
Going fast, that's for sure.
And with that, you know, as we're coming to the end of the year, you guys work with students that have disabilities and things, and you said you guys are doing some more things to help increase those folks in the workplace.
Yeah, this is the time of year that OOD, which stands for Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities, they're gearing up for their summer youth program, and we've been working with them to help some of our students with disabilities find summer employment that could possibly turn into a, you know, long-term employment.
And that's always great to be able to help those folks get something that they enjoy doing.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
You said that's for a long purpose, so this is something they can continue doing once they get out of school.
Yep, if they find a placement they enjoy and it's a good fit. Something I'd like to say about OOD, they do provide, in the initial job placement, they provide a job coach. They will even pay the wages of the employee while they're working. So during this placement through their agency, the employer gets the benefit of working with a student with a disability and having a job coach there to help them learn and also have their employees' wages paid for a short time.
Wow, that's awesome that they're able to do that. That really helps kind of melt that relationship into an easier way to get things started.
Yes, it does.
And was there anything else that you guys are working on?
Those are kind of where we're at right now in the school year and things that are taking priority and gearing up for graduation. Just, you know, helping all these students make sure they're making their graduation pathways and helping them figure out their post-secondary plans as much as we can.
We're like a month away now, so you're definitely in that home stretch for the school year. So thank you so much for taking a few moments out of your day and sharing with us these projects that you've been working on.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That was Carrie Maltrich, the Student Services Director at West Holmes Schools. And this has been the West Holmes School Report, reporting for WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick.